hear about, well, a couple of Saturdays ago, they had a reunion for all the kids that went to school over there between 40 and 50. And they called me and wanted me to come and said they had several of my kids coming. And when we got over there that day, there were 16 boys from our troop, and 9 of them came from California.
Huh. Did they really? That was fantastic.
Yeah, sure was. God, of course, I hadn't seen some of those kids I hadn't seen in over 50 years. And,
you know, they quit camping at Camp Fawcett.
Well, I heard that. And what LaRuth said, they wanted everything, didn't want to give anything in return.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Of course, they've always wanted to be a separate council from Concho Valley.
They never ceased being a separate council, what do you mean? You know, they had a tornado down at
Sawmire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the second one. You and I've been in one of those blooming things. Probably a wind shear is what it was, same thing we had. If it had been a tornado, I think it would have done more damage than what I was hearing.
Yeah, of course, it blew the roof off a couple of the buildings and should have probably been down in the river.
Yeah, but I think it would have taken that climbing tower, which was next to those buildings, I think it would have taken that thing down if it had been a tornado.
Of course, I don't know. You know, when we had the one down there before, when our troop was camping, it tore up one of those long picnic tables that we had. We were using, and we had some benches made out of 2x12s, and it just tore those things all to pieces. And yet, we had an old flimsy clothesline up there that we hung our wet bathing suits on and didn't even knock it down.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it tore up the staff area.
The people
down on the river didn't know anything had happened. They were upset because our staff was down there waking them up.
That was one of the times that I really felt like I was just not near as important to the kids. When Jack called me that morning, I went running down to the cabin and got some tents, some poles, and I went down Toenail Trail, and I was driving 65, and when I hit the highway, I was driving 85 and 90. And just as I pulled into the camp, we were camped up there at Lonesome Pine.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I pulled into camp, here were these big old ventilators off the top of the mess hall, you know, 300 yards away. They'd blown them clear off up there, and I thought, oh my gosh. I looked up at the camp and the tents were up. Went up there and there were several of them that had just been shredded to bits. But the tents were up and I couldn't find anybody. And I thought, well, I bet they've got them down at the mess hall giving the kids tranquilizers. I started walking down that way, and here they came over the hill. What are you doing down here? And I said, well, I came down here to see about you all. So he told me that one of my kids had got hurt and they couldn't.
Yeah, I got hit in the back with a picnic table.
Roger Nolder. And I said, well, where in the world have you all been? They said, well, we didn't have anything else to do, so we've been swimming. I thought, golly, dog, here I just felt like I was going to be the, you know, the rescuing hero, and they didn't even need me.
They needed you. They were probably glad to see you. Yeah, that's interesting. This 50th celebration was one that I helped put on. Dick Sims, narrated by radioman Dick Sims.
Oh yeah, well, that's the time that
Eddie Trust and I took and developed 500 slides.
That was when the guy that ran for governor came down here from Midland.
No, that was later.
Was it?
Yeah, that's when he presented 10 Eagles over there at the convention center. No, this is out at the Houston Heart Center. And we, ...400 slides on three projectors, also a short skit performed by Troop One, and you got up and made some reminiscence, and so did Ralph Logan, Doyle Maddox, and Harold Albert. You know, Harold was in the band in the early 20s.
Well, see, his boys were in my scout troop. Harold was, and I was in the exhibition troop with Harold. It wasn't Harold, it was then his Dago.
Was it Dago?
Yeah.
I didn't realize, you know, it's funny how your memory goes. We had some members of the first scout troop at that banquet. Living members of the troop 65 years ago included Arthur Drake.
Yeah.
Lewis Hall.
Yeah.
Berwyn Maynard. Rice Lynn and Tom Poteet.
You see, when they started up scouting here again in 1926, that troop had folded.
Oh yeah, well that troop didn't last but a year.
But it was a big troop and very active from all I've read about it. And
well, it lasted till they had their first camping trip and everybody got wet. And then they decided, well, maybe that wasn't such a great thing to be a scout. Can't help but laugh when I read that camping trip, because they all stayed in the barn, and at 3 o'clock in the morning they all came home, and a couple of them had to swim the river to get back because they had to go to work. Rice. Now see, I didn't even know this story was in here. That shows you how time gets away from you. You know, I've been gone 6.5 years from this council.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long.
Well, it has, and in that length of time, a lot of things associated with scouting tends to get away from you.
Right.
You forget some of this stuff's coming unglued on you, JT.
Oh, I know. I know there's a lot of that stuff that's coming unglued.
You were a 35-year veteran in 69. There was one thing I was interested in, and that was who was the guy that Hoss from Bonanza?
Cartwright, yeah.
Cartwright. Can you tell me, do you remember anything about that scout-o-rama or him? Or somebody told me he was a local kid.
Oh, he wasn't a local kid. Hoss was from some little town up here close to Lubbock. But the only time I ever was really around Hoss and got to talk to him was at the 64 Jamboree. I was the master of ceremonies for that region up there. And he and Ben
Cartwright
and Anita Bryant and Bob Feller. And I've forgotten who else it was that were there that night, but old Hoss was, Hoss got his start down at Sol Ross, and he got his start in the movies because they were doing Arsenic and Old Lace. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's when old David Weidenfeld was giving me the purple dirkle with the mesquite cluster.
You know, I still get Christmas cards from David.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been real good about keeping in touch. I've written his brother, who's supposed to be getting married this fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl, but I haven't heard from him. He hasn't.
I don't even know where Carl even is.
I won't say down in Houston.
Yeah. Well, you know his folks for a while. I bought a cabin down at Comfort. You know down there.
Yeah. Maybe.
But they let it go.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they're not, they didn't keep it, I don't think, very long. And, you know, they were great bird watchers, the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
And
they'd go to Big Ben every year.
And they would, they would have this, when they had this thing around Christmas time where they had the bird count, mm-hmm. they were always in charge of that. But I know on those raft trips we went on down the Rio Grande, I was really interested in the birds, because so many of them were birds that I'd seen, but I didn't know what they were. For instance, there were a lot of birds down there that Carl said were native of Egypt, Isis, you know, and birds like that.
Yeah.
And but they were real good, I tell you.
Well, looking at this roster from the 1957 Jamboree.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You've got some good material here.
Well, I told Vivian, I said, I don't know this stuff is rank any good or not, because it was, here's something that was kind of interesting. Did you happen to watch the TV show on Memorial Day?
Yeah.
All right. The kid that was mentioned in there, that his wife had written him the letter about the kids, William A. Griffiths III, mm-hmm. he was a member of Troop 1.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he and his brother both. Don Griffiths, you remember
yeah,
Don?
Yeah, I remember
okay.
Don.
And Bill went with us to the 1953 Jamboree. And I was sitting there about half asleep, and I saw that before they were, you know, putting tracing his name on the Vietnam Memorial. And I thought, well, I wonder if that's Bill. And then later on, he showed his wife and told about him, and it was. And then there was a piece the next day in the paper. He was the most rabid Southerner I have ever known in
was
my
he?
Life.
Oh. Are you saying he was a bigot? Is that what you're really
well,
saying?
Well, no, but he was really an expert on the Civil War. He knew all the battles and knew who the generals were on both sides, and if the South didn't win, why they didn't.
Hmm.
And he got killed in Vietnam.
Hmm. I wonder how many guys we have lost from this era, scouting through wars.
Well, then one of the kids, the one that, there's a picture in there where we were doing that skit about how scouting was started, you know, William Boyce over in
yeah.
England.
Mm-hmm.
That skit, the kid that played the part of the unknown scout, Alfonso Hernandez, he got killed in Korea.
Mm.
That was an interesting jamboree. I had about five or six sets of brothers that went that year.
This is in 53?
No, in 57.
57, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was noticing that as I went through this. How'd they get along with each other?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
What happened at this jamboree?
Well, that was when we were camped up real close to the George Washington Memorial Arch.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids had carried lots of hornet toads. In fact, the night we left from here, we went on this special car, and then it was hooked on the train, in a special train in Fort Worth. We took an inventory of the stuff the kids had carried to trade, and they had 687 hornet toads.
What year was this?
57.
57.
They had, several kids had non-poisonous snakes, and they had a coon or two. And see, this stuff all had to be carried in the car with us, because you couldn't put it in the
box.
I will forget, we were the last car on the train, the porter would come back in the morning and bring us some buckets and some stuff, you know, to clean up the thing. And one morning, just as he opened the door, this snake went slithering across there. That's the last time he said he'd ever come back there.
Y'all have to go get your buckets.
And another thing is that we had one kid that had built a kind of like a cage, except it was about this big square and wasn't but about this deep, and it had sand in it with chicken wire over the top, and that's where he kept his hornet toads. And one Sunday, there was a family, a fellow and his wife, and two little girls came over to the jamboree, and everybody knew we had hornet toads. so that they came over and he wanted to buy some horned toads. They were looking at these, at this thing this kid had, and he had one of the biggest horned toads I have ever seen in my life, but it was as dead as a hammer. And it was over in one corner.
Yeah.
And this thing, this fellow was looking at it, and he said, "Oh, that's the biggest horned toad I think I've ever seen." But he said, "It doesn't move around much." And this kid said, "It's hibernating."
Hibernating.
Oh, God.
Oh, Minor, I'll do my best to help myself and cheat the rest as I know how it goes.
Oh, God, I tell you.
Oh. You had some interesting kids here. I recognize some of them.
Well, the White boys, Dick and Bob, and the kid that was so outstanding in scouting from down around
Sonora?
El Dorado, Sonora, what was his name? He was quite an athlete.
Well, there's a bunch from Sonora.
No, this kid I think was from El Dorado.
I don't see anybody listed here from El Dorado. There's an Air Force base, Ronald Scott.
No.
Let me just read them. Stanley Alford.
No.
Peter Ottawater. Tommy Bankston.
No.
Bill Bivens.
No.
Bobby Broadway, Robert Buehner, Alan Byers, Jimmy Cahill, Don Carlton, Rodney Davis, Larry and Jason Eggington, Mike Ellis, Johnny Fields, Jane Fowler, Mike French and Pat French, and Jeb Graham and Charles Green, and Kenny Haspel, Robert Haspel, Charlie Howell, Clint Johnson, Jimmy and Joe McManus. I didn't know Joe McManus went on that trip.
Yeah.
James Rugg, Ronald Scott, John Simpson, Alvin Smith, John Treadwell, John Prolinger, Bill Warner, Eddie Webster, Scott Webster, Rob White, and Dick White.
Hmm.
And that's it. At least that are listed. Was it possibly another jamboree?
No, it was that.
Was it another troop, maybe? Or was it in your troop?
No, he wasn't in my troop, you see, but he was with the he was with the troop that had a lot of the kids from the southern part.
Right.
You remember Herbert Fields, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Herbert's, you know, oldest son, Johnny, was a vet in Sonora.
Right.
And he's, I had to go to the hospital the other day for a CAT scan and ran into some people from Sonora who used to live down there, and they live up here now, and they were telling me that Johnny was really in sad shape. He had to give up his practice.
What happened?
Strokes.
Strokes?
Yeah.
Well, you're not that old, is he?
I know. He went for that, like I say, the 57 jamboree.
Of course, you got to understand, Camp Tonka up at Abilene Scout Camp, they had a 17-year-old girl have a heart attack this summer at camp.
Well, I noticed the other day when they were having all that high water that was one of the places they mentioned about that they were having some problems in Tonkawa. And I just wondered I never did see anything more about it.
Well, the kids couldn't get to camp the first Sunday.
Well, and
high water wouldn't allow them to drive, so they had to wait, I guess, till Monday.
I know they used to, that of course, that thing is that kind of down in a hole, you know. It's got hills all the way around it.
Well, it's got all those low water crossings. What happened to this kid?
His folks were in the military.
Yeah.
And his dad was transferred back to California. That kid was one of the best swimmers I ever saw. I was always so sorry that they didn't have a swimming program would have let him.
Bob Rogers.
Yeah. Oh, he and his brother Bill were just excellent swimmers.
Gosh, you got all the medical forms and everything.
What's that?
These are.
Oh, that is that a troop roster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the creepy crawlers,
yeah.
The chow hounds, and the knob knockers,
yeah.
And the hag sloppers.
Hog sloppers.
And the thing, hog sloppers.
Oh, yeah, I fixed flags for all those different crossroads, and we'd go marching up the mess hall with our flags flying. And
yeah, I remember that. Summer of 67, permanent scoutmaster. Well, let's see, I came to this council in 74, and I think I've got all the newsletters of the council since that time.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm running in problem is anything that happened before 74, because I don't have any record of it.
Well, you know, there was a time back there in the 40s when they got real ambitious and threw away all the files down there.
Yes, I
which I always thought was such a
J.B. Marr saved some of them, and it took him years to get enough confidence in me to give those to me. But now they're all down at ASU in
yeah.
their historical section. I wasn't about to let those things get thrown away again. That's some good information in there, J.T.
Well,
I appreciate
I hope it.
Okay.
Because I told Vivian, I said, well, of course, this stuff is mostly about Troop 1.
Well, yeah, but you've got Troop 1 was part of the history of this council. That's what you got to understand.
Let me see. Now, this is when Randy Roundtree took the report to the presidency.
See, I don't have that. That's Scouting Magazine of 69. See, this is the stuff I need.
Mm-hmm.
When I get a reference,
you know, we always thought it was such a dopey thing. You know, Randy was on crutches because a horse had thrown him, broke
mm-hmm.
his hip, and they didn't want his picture to be made with crutches when he was given
R-O-U-N, not D.
R-O-U-N-T-R-E-E, Roundtree. He's a doctor here now, down with the Shannon.
He's a doctor?
Yeah.
Let's see, this is report.
President.
To President Nixon, that's ironic.
Yeah.
They're just celebrating his 25th anniversary
yeah.
through the break.
I saw that.
Okay, doctor in San Angelo, 1997. Picture. Front page. Got it. He was going to present the governor with something, but I can't see what it is.
Well, he's given Nixon a fishing rod.
That's right. I see
yeah.
the fishing rod now.
Yeah.
Boy, if you hadn't told me that. Dave Nixon fishing rod. Was that from Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see, this is report to President Nixon.
Through the years, we had two kids in our troop that were in that John Pipkin. Now, this is when Randy was overseas in Belgium as a exchange student.
Yeah.
And we sent him a Christmas card, and you can't see it, but it has all the troops' names on there.
Signed.
Yeah.
Oh, I see them down at the bottom.
Yeah. And
was it all rolled up piece of paper, wasn't it?
No, I fixed it on a 10 by 14 piece of canvas.
How'd you ever get it shipped over there?
Well, I rolled it up and it cost $16 to ship it over there.
That's pretty cheap.
But
this is something I've got to do. I got to redo the Fort Concho and the Fort McCavitt historical trails. That's going to be a couple more trips, but I think I'm going to wait till cooler weather to get involved in that.
That's Big Bend.
That's still my favorite camping spot.
Oh, I love the Big Bend. We made four float trips, you know, all the way from Presidio to Langtree, not at one time, but
sure.
I mean, we made four different trips, and when we were down there the last time, it was just, now this is all this family picture, you can turn it to there. It made me sick where we used to camp down there at Lajitas.
Yeah.
They have made an 18-hole golf course.
Have they really?
And they have a landing strip, and you
right
know,
there on the river.
Yeah. And isn't that a picture of Milt? Is that Milt right there?
Yeah, that's Milt White.
Yeah.
1959.
Yeah, I think most of this one is
gonna be family.
Yeah.
Well, see, I got one good piece of information out of there that I didn't know about. I didn't know anybody from this council had ever been involved in the report to the state.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you remember Raymond Pipkin here?
Yeah.
His son, John, was
Raymond's from Eastland?
That's right. See, his son was the alternate.
Well, his son was Cubmaster up at Eastland.
And his son was the alternate the year the kid from... Now that old book there is a real old one.
Oh, 54.
And
all right, now see, this is stuff. See, I can go to the standard. I can go to the ASU at another date. As long as I've got the date, I can look this up and get prints of this thing.
That's when we won the council first aid meet.
They used to have those every year, didn't they?
Yeah. And they'd have, each district would have a contest, and then the winners went to a council. We wanted, these were guys, were all professionals here. I don't know whether you ever knew any of them or not.
I knew August Hubert.
Yeah.
And Bloom Shield. And that's the only two that I knew.
Yeah.
Cleaned out in Court of Honor. See, Baldwin was president in 1953. I knew Grafa, Sam Walt, Ralph Logan, and Baldwin, and Allman. And I don't know any of these guys.
See, I was in, Ralph and I were in the same troop. We were in Troop 2. Along with John, you know his brother?
Mm-hmm.
And John, of course, still alive, but Ralph's been dead for years.
Now, y'all swim meet?
Oh, yeah, that was...
Twin Mountain Explorer, Scout District, second annual. Concho...
They used to have, though, Bob Warner. Meet. You remember Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob was held several of the swim meets. I think that one's held out at Goodfellow Field.
Wonder what year this was in.
I don't have any idea.
Let's see. I think Scout Executive Carl Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would probably be.
Oh, you got lots of books to look at?
Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, yeah.
Well, you might call Ronnie. He still lives here.
Ronnie Walcott.
Ronnie was quite a boxer. He won the state Golden Gloves championship.
Mm. Two first, two seconds. Let's see. This is Twin Mountain Explorer Group.
Mm-hmm. They used to have explorers, and then they had the scouts, and then for a while they were having cubs, you know, and what's called non-swimmers.
You see, Carl Manning, how long was he our scout executive?
Well, I don't know.
My guess is that this would have been somewhere in the 50s.
Yeah.
Because the fact that this is all sort of together.
Well, now here's a picture when he was retiring right here.
Lost Frontier Camp. I've got in my book, I've got a, when they were scout executive,
mm-hmm.
and I can go back to that. And my guess, this was 53 or 54, but what time of the year?
Well, of course, it had to be in the summertime because they had the swim meets outside.
They don't even give a name. Oh, August 7th. See, I can go through August 7th mm-hmm. of those years, and it'll... Pancake Eaters of 10 Scout... Oh, that was a scout book, yeah. Texon. You were Scoutmaster. Let's see.
Did you ever know him? Who in that white person?
No. I knew J.T. Morris, who was in that scout troop out there. I bet this was 53, because all this stuff was... seemed to be around that time. Oops. Just got a magazine. Don't we tear that up. Wonder what that's in here for.
Well, let me see. There's one of them that at the Jamboree, they showed our tents that I had painted. But I don't know whether that's this one or not.
Well, here's some pictures of them.
Now, that's the 50 Jamboree, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, it must be, because they got the covered wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that was 37 and 50 when they took the
see
covered
here,
wagon.
See our tents?
Okay.
And that was a 60 Jamboree.
When did y'all start painting tents? Do you remember?
53. I painted the first ones when we went to California to the Jamboree. I painted 53, 57, 60, 64, and then I painted some in the next year, which was 67, I believe.
And you painted them after I got here.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what the year was.
I guess the most ambitious thing I did was when I painted the tents for our troop that went to the 60 Jamboree. See, we had 48 boys out of our troop. We had our own troop, our own patrols. And they wanted Indians, so I painted Indians from October till July.
Mm. Congratulations on your trip success. That was 54. November the 6th.
Now that was for the first aid meet.
We shall look forward. Huh?
Well, that was old picture over there. That was that picture over there at the front of that book, you know, where it showed the kids up in the tree.
Yeah.
And that was what that was about.
Okay, 11-6-54.
This is when they were telling about we were going to send 108 scouts to the Jamboree, but we didn't send that many. Isn't that the...
That's the Pacific Jamboree.
That was the 53, and we only sent about 80, or 80-something, because right at the last minute, there were several kids whose folks were stationed at Goodfellow Field, and they got transferred, and so they didn't go.
There's three districts. Winter Garden, Colorado, or East Ranch districts haven't registered yet.
Yeah.
Districts. When was on the Pacific? Was that 50?
That's 53. We went to Corona Del Mar, which wasn't too far from Santiana.
They had Permian Basin, P-E-R-M-I-N. I want to get the district names, Heart of Texas. That's Brady. Permian Basin is Rankin,
mm-hmm.
Big Lake.
Yeah.
Twin Mountain.
That was us.
Was that just San Angelo?
Well, I thought it was San Angelo and Ballinger and...
All they got here is San Angelo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like you. I was thinking that Ballinger and all that group, Val Verde, of course, would be Del Rio. Remember mm-hmm. that. And Uvalde is Uvalde. And West Ranch. Did I tell you I went down to Camp Fawcett? I hadn't been there in 6 years. Most beautiful piece of property I've ever seen. totally covered in wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
Down there under the pecan trees, and the river was crystal clear, and it was deep at the waterfront. I couldn't believe it.
You know, my kids, though, never did like difficulty.
Was it the distance, or?
Well, that one thing, and then the other was the fact that they just didn't like the waterfront.
Huh.
They felt like you didn't have enough room there, you know?
Yeah, it was always pretty narrow.
And we went to several OA things down at Fawcett. But about the time we were going to camp so much, a lot of the kids were in the Little League, and they'd come home during camp to play a game. And man, that's the first piece to drive
home.
Oh,
that was too far.
Now that's 53 Jamboree.
Okay, California bound. Boy, you look young in that picture, JT.
Yeah. There's two or three of the kids that were in that picture are dead.
Texas Gateway, that's the first year y'all used the oil wells, wasn't it?
No, they used them in 53. I mean, 50, I think.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much been a trademark of this council.
Well, I don't know. I think so, yeah. And that was taken on the train.
Going up there.
And
what's this?
Oh, that's a thing. Me and
Oh, I've got a picture of you. In fact, I got that in the book, don't I? 44th anniversary.
This kid got his PhD in microchemistry. He lives in Dallas. This kid is a doctor. This kid is a efficiency expert. He goes all over the world. And this kid is still here with his dad in Bratton's appliance thing.
Oh, is that young Bratton?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had some real medical problems when we were here.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently he got over and was doing real well. Let's see. 44th anniversary of scouting. Two pages. Let's see, I can go back and find this. See, this gives the districts and where they were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is what stuff that they like in the history. They like names, and they like historical significance of boundaries, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. You know, one time we thought that Brady was in the Comanche Trail Council.
Yeah, yeah.
Never was. I found that out doing a little research. They never, ever. They talked about it one time, about joining it, but they didn't. They voted not to. And I guess that's where people got the idea.
Now, this is, we met down at the fire station. The different troops, I mean, going to the Jamboree.
Yeah.
And this is Jan and Vivian and, I mean, Judy and me. And this was taken inside of the barracks out there. And and that was on, here's James Young. We were in, say, like in Clovis, and we got out to stretch our legs.
Where is James? This is him?
That's him.
Did you know that a couple of weeks ago I visited him and at Bastrop, he was at the National Camp School in the field sports getting certified so he could work at scout camp this summer.
This is Bruce Fisher. Did
yeah.
you ever know Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
Bruce was easy to spot. He was the only one at the Jamboree wore one of those
pith helmets,
and he was really easy to see. And
ooh, you got some good pictures here of the Jamboree. You were using Baker tents?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me put that in there. That was in, what year is this?
53.
1953, Jamboree. Used Baker tent. Y'all didn't use those in 57, did you?
We didn't use the whole troop. Bruce and I and let me see who else was. We use Baker tents, but the kids use those camping tents. I can't think of what they're called.
Oh, Explorer?
Well, kind of.
These with the flaps in front?
Yeah, yeah. They were a sorry deal.
Yeah, they were. They didn't keep out rain or anything else. Well, I'm going to be at the Jamboree this summer. Probably my last. I'll be working there.
This is taken on the boat going over to Catalina.
Okay. I bet that was exciting for those kids to see the Pacific.
Oh, it was. Of course, I tell you, they were real disappointed in how cold it was.
Oh,
they thought it'd be nice and warm. And
hardly ever get to go
swimming.
Here's
James getting ready to get off the train to go to... Now, this is Bill Griffiths right here talking to Bruce.
All right.
Getting ready to... He was on the staff up at Philmont.
Yeah.
And he's getting ready to... This was taken from the bottom of Royal Gorge.
Yeah, look at this. Now, I have looked at this from the top. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it from the top and the bottom.
Well, apparently they stopped the train.
Yeah, they do.
Let people get off and take pictures of the bridge. There's the bridge.
Yeah. But there's Bill Griffiths right there.
Huh. Bruce looks young, too.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, when about the time I knew him, he had matured a little.
And that's the kids coming back home. This kid was in the scout troop. And
Tom Bitlow?
Belote.
Belote.
Uh-huh. He's in charge of the physics department at MIT.
Is he?
Yeah.
Gosh.
He was one of the first kids to get his eagle in my troop.
Mm. You really got a lot of...
Isn't that Doris Day up there?
Yeah, Doris Day.
Yeah. Now this was taken out at the Camp Lewis Farm. BCD Chamber of Commerce wanted to get a picture of us camping out, and we went out there, and man, I'll tell you, it was terrible weather. The water was about this thick over the whole thing, and so we camped out in the mess hall, but we put up our tents, and this is here we are singing, and Dick White and a bunch of the guys.
This is 1956,
yep.
February the 5th.
Uh-huh.
It must have been for Scout Week.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
And
56 photos for Scout Week. That was Troop 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One taken at Lewis Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was raining, or
oh yeah, wet. It had rained and sleeted and everything, and it had cleared up. I mean, as far as the rain, but it was too wet to camp outside.
Posed pictures.
Excuse me.
Or Standard Times.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, this is what makes stories interesting.
Yeah. And there's where that's the kids that won the first aid meet for the council. And that's Dick White up there.
Okay. Traveling
propeller. Well, that thing was a drag that we started, and it went everywhere. I got it at two different jamborees, and
traveling propeller.
I got where I
had. Where did that come from?
Well, one time I was going to Pilot Army Air Base for a big surplus sale, and in the list of stuff was some surplus propellers. And JW, my boss out west, fly, said, "Why don't you buy a few of those, and we'll keep them since we were handling lots of surplus." Well, I didn't buy a few. I bought 100 and something.
100 and something.
I put one of them in the window with a sign, "No home complete without one of these over your fireplace." Well, a good friend of mine, who I'd been in scouts with when I was a kid, used to come down in the morning and we'd drink coffee, and he'd say, you know, I guess our home's not complete. We don't have a propeller. Well, he just kept on, and finally on his birthday, we went out, and while one couple carried LB and his wife off, we took the big picture down and put the propeller up. And after that, you got it in the most embarrassing places, football games, you know, bowling alleys. As I say, they sent it to the 53 Jamboree and to the 57 Jamboree. And it was really something.
I wonder when this story was written. It doesn't have a date.
Well, I don't know.
Has been the center of 30 more pranks dating back to 1948. Yeah, if you get tired, let me know. All right, two San Angelo College men students brought the propeller and gave it to Mrs. Henderson at a football game.
Oh, yeah, that was very embarrassing. And,
received one sat nervous for his birthday party, presented with an eager gangster.
And they
now used... just read Hedonist Rise soon will be marked with a wood burning pencil so that its numerous travels will not be forgotten.
They used to, I don't know if it was the Lions Club or the Kiwanis Club, used to have a big deal down at the City Auditorium where they put on a minstrel show.
Yeah.
And during the intermission, they sold boxes of candy, and if you happened to get one that had the right number, up on the stage, they had floor lamps, radios, you know, all that kind of stuff that was given. If you went up there and your number matched, you got a deal. We arranged it where that Jean Warner got this box with a lucky number in it, and when she went up there to get her prize, they gave her the propeller.
Well, it says here, I was trying to find out, the original Smug Club.
Yeah, well, the Smug, we used to call ourselves the Smugs, the four couples of us. And we did all kinds of crazy things. I mean, one thing we used to do. Towels with sponges wrapped in water, and we would cry and wring out the stuff, you know, just, and oh, we just kissed Mary, and there was a woman sitting on the train, and you could tell she was really disgusted. And here's the kid right here that I was
57. I bet this is somewhere around 1957.
But this was the kid right here. I was telling you that it was in the troop. Who is this? List his name.
Who? Which one?
This one right here.
Jim Rudd?
Jim Runge.
Runge.
Yeah.
Now that name sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. He was quite an outstanding scout. And this is when we went down to Sonora for a court of honor. This is John Pipkin here. And the guy that was the scout executive here, that was, they sent him to New York, and he was scout executive. Billingsley, wasn't that his name? Do you know him?
Yeah.
But this deal, we cried and cried, and finally Mary got on the train, and there we were standing there waving as the train pulled out. We beat the train over to Miles, which is 17 miles away, and when the train pulled in the station, there we were standing there, and that woman was sitting there kind of, you know, she raised up, and you could almost read her mind.
And probably wondering what nuts.
Well, and Mary said that she didn't, that, there's Bob Warner.
Okay.
I mean, there's the kids. That's
another picture taken.
Yeah.
46th anniversary of scouting.
That was taken out on that camp out when we were getting that thing for the they used to have an old camping section in the paper.
Yeah.
That's Bob White and I can't think of the other kid's name. His dad was the manager or the superintendent down for the Shannon for years and years.
That was probably February. Yeah, so you can get a lot of good stories out of these supplements that they put in the paper.
This was taken when we were down at
Big Bend
in the canyon right below. There's a big hole up there, and the kids, of course, had to climb up to see the hole. And there's Buddy Wyman, and Bob Butner, Tommy Bankston.
That's at the dining hall at Saul Meyer.
Yeah, that was when they used to have
the annual Eagle Awards banquet.
Yeah.
Yeah, when were those held?
Well, they held them for several years, and all the kids that had got their eagle that year went down there for a big dinner and get-together, and then we'd have a kind of a fun contest, you know, we'd ask them questions. This guy is a very, very well-known eye doctor in Houston. Tommy Bankston is a professor out here at the college, and I don't know where Stan is.
Let's see, this would be... Camp Ranger Buddy Ryan, the prepare the meal is Bob Bruner.
Bob Warren. I mean,
85.
Bob Butner.
Wonder when this was, when they had this.
I don't know.
Were they usually having it in February or?
Well, along in the wintertime. We went down there and this is, did you ever know
Henry Batcher?
You know Henry? This is him here. Mm-hmm. This kid, Alan Calkin, he died here a couple of years ago. And this kid is an attorney here in town.
Arden Goldberg. Aaron Goldberg.
Aaron
Goldberg.
I was real proud of that family. Well, we had three Jewish boys in the troop, and all three of them got their religious award and their eagle.
Here's Twin Mountain Boy Scout Perm Base Explorers victory in the Concho Valley Swim Meet held at Goodfellow Air Force Base.
Yeah.
How many years did they have those swim meets?
Well, quite a few different years.
Right, this is June, July 28th, 7/28/56 swim meet. Goodfellow.
And this one, they used to have the expositions here every year.
Yeah, Boy Scout Exposition. Those things sort of faded out over the years. That's where you couldn't get anybody to...
You know, I think the biggest one they ever had here was when Fess Parker came, you know. Mm-hmm. He was an old scout in troop too. And he came and that was when we built a monkey bridge across the Coliseum. In 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes, it was 170 feet long.
Mm.
And Fess was helping... who was the scoutmaster? He used to be the scoutmaster of Troop 2. Anyway, they built a cabin, a log cabin. And, boy, my kids were standing there with their mouths open, you know. And see something right here. This is something that I was proud of. We gave more...
World Friendship Fund.
We gave more money a couple of years than everybody else in the council combined.
Mm.
I have a letter there in one of those things. That may be
it. Yeah, $25 given.
We got a letter from the guy that was in Korea, the president of the Korean Council.
Yeah.
And he sent us a real nice letter.
Y'all participated in every jamboree, didn't you?
Yeah. Now this was
there's your painted birds, yeah.
Yeah, that's the. Now that's this is the 53 jamboree, and this is the 60 jamboree when the tents, when we.
Well, they were using Baker tents.
Oh yeah. See, I painted those. That was when I painted those. Took so long to paint them.
Oh yeah.
This is bad. Used glue in there, and it went through, bled through, and
stuck the things together.
Yeah.
Trying to see where this was. Must be Lewis Fork.
No, that's Saul Meyer.
That's Saul Meyer. Got a rattlesnake.
Now this was taken at the jamboree.
Valley Forge.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was gambling in 50, but they had another one there later.
Well, see, they had one in 50, and they had one in 53, and they had one in 57.
How many kids have been in Troop 1 since you were Scoutmaster? Did you ever count them up?
Oh, I figure between 2,500 and 3,000.
You remember all their names?
Oh, no. That's the sad part. You know, some of the names are just names. I don't remember them.
Well, they never made an impression one way or the other. Either they weren't real good or they weren't real
There's
bad.
Don Griffiths down when we were swimming down in the river.
Gee.
And, you know, I was real proud of my kids. We had, at one court of honor, we had 12 boys to get their eagle.
Mm.
And through the years, we had 162 eagles.
That's a story.
Is that Jay Staley and his dad?
Yeah.
See, they were members of the Blackfoot Indian tribe. They were taken into the tribe. And boy, he had all the Indian regalia. The OA really use him. Jay, when I was wanting to paint the Indians, I told him one time, I said, do you know anybody up in your part of the world? He came from up in Wisconsin or Minnesota somewhere. He said, yeah. I said, let me tell you what. I said, the guy that's in charge of public relations for the Great Northern Railroad, Denny Moore, like Denny Moore and Jiggs, said, you write him and tell him that you'd like to have some authentic pictures of Indians. Well, I wrote to him, and man, he sent me the most beautiful set of pictures. They were painted by a German artist named Winno Rees, who lived with the Blackfoot Indians for 20 years. And he used these Indians for models, and I was so proud when one night at the Jamboree, they had a guy that was a big shot in the scouting that was a full-blood Blackfoot Indian. And our camp was not too far from that, so the kids, after this big council fire was over, asked him if he'd like to come down and see our tents. Well, he walked down there, and they shined the lights on, and he said, oh, that's so-and-so, and that's so-and-so. See, he knew these guys that I had painted.
Gosh. Fess Parker, what scout show was he at? Do you remember?
I'm going to miss your tent.
Okay. You will return. Okay, be careful.
I'm not keeping you from doing something.
No.
I got to find out when this dang show was. Here it is. Fess Parker, March the 4th, 59. April 25th.
Well, they had that thing out at the Coliseum, and man, they had a deal. Of course, that's when the Cold War was still going on. They had a deal where they had this village built, and it was they had a thing that sounded like it was attacked by, you know, bombers.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the thing was leveled, and they had all the ambulances and everything like that that came in, and they took care of the people, you know, and treated them for first aid, and the Navy from down on the coast sent a team up here for the, what they call them, Bridges Boy, you know, like they transfer, and they would transfer people if they wanted to do it. Of course, a lot of the kids did, from the top of the Coliseum clear down to the floor, you know, with a Bridges Boy. And it was quite a deal.
You know, they did some really great things in the early days of scouting. I guess we do great things today. They just don't seem compared to what we used to do.
You know, one of the things that we did.
There's that scout cabin being
built. Oh, yeah. One of the things that we did one year in when they had a big exposition, we did king-size knot tying. And we used a rope that was 80 feet long and this big around. And we tied all the knots, the tenderfoot knots, the squ- square, the sheep shank, the bowling, you know, and all those knots out on the floor of the Coliseum. And it was quite a deal. And then we took that to the Jamboree, and they painted, they tied a lot of knots and stuff, kind of as a, put on a demonstration. They called it up there, they called it Texas size knot time.
Well, there was a lot of publicity on that Fess Parker show.
Oh, yeah, man, they really did put out a lot of it.
Here's another one. They used him to the hilt, didn't they? You said he was a member of Troop 2?
Mm-hmm.
Never got past Second Scout?
Strat Crawley, that's what I'm finding. You remember Strat?
Yeah.
Okay, Strat was a scoutmaster, and we were building the monkey bridge right next to him. My kids were standing there with their mouths open, you know, and I told them, I said, we've got to get this thing built, because you only had 5 minutes to build that thing, and that monkey bridge was 170 feet long.
Mm. 170 feet?
Clear across the Coliseum.
Was the Coliseum new then?
Oh, well, it was newer than it is now. And,
well, the reason I ask is here they have in the exposition at Goodfellow, the Air Force Base.
Yeah. Well, we had a big show at Goodfellow Field, a booth-type show.
Yeah.
And
well, was this Fess Parker, was this a circus-type deal?
Well, that was when they had physical fitness, they had a bicycle thing, deal. We did the physical fitness and the bicycle and the monkey bridge, because our troop was big enough, we wanted all the kids to participate. And then another thing they had out there that was a lot of fun for the kids, they had these chariot races,
mm-hmm.
where they made the chariots and had bicycle wheels on them, and two guys pulled the chariot and one rode, you know.
Right.
I tell you,
I remember
what,
those chariot races.
I tell you what, that was really something.
Here's the ticket to the Coliseum.
Most of them trashed out about the first curve. They were trying to run too fast. You know.
When did you start as scouting, JT?
I was 1926.
Yeah, well, when did you start as an adult?
Oh, well, see, I had a scout troop when I worked as an assistant scoutmaster when I was still in high school. And then when we moved to Seagraves up close to Lubbock, I had a scout troop up there for about 3 years, and then I decided I was going to get out of it. When I came back to Angelo, for a long time, I wasn't in scouting, and that was when I had the troop over at Sam Houston School for 6 years. And then down at our church, the fellow that was scoutmaster there was a member of the Presbyterian Church, and their troop was about to fold up because the fellow was going to move, and so they asked me if I'd take the troop, and I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do it. I'll take it on a temporary basis. And I had it for 27 years.
Mm. 27 years.
Yeah, I had Troop 1 for 27 years. From 1950 to 1977.
That was probably one of the longer tenured scoutmasters in this council.
We had a big troop. At one time, we had 149 in the troop.
149 in the troop? When was that?
Well, I tell you, it was a deal where they had three fellows who were scoutmasters here that were stationed at Goodfellow Field, and all three of them got transferred at one time. Well, we'd be eating breakfast, and the phone would ring, and this poor little boy would say, Mr. Henderson, I'm so-and-so, and my troop is going to fold up because our scoutmaster left. Could I join your troop? And Vivian Beef said, no. Well, our cabin, we just finished our cabin down there. Of course, it was designed for 32 people.
Yeah.
And we did an interesting thing here. We did this thing of the scouting, the highlights of scouting,
Right. Yeah, I see the dates on here now.
And but as I say, took in the kids, and we had four patrol rooms, and they were designed for eight boys apiece. Well, they had a lot more than that. When we'd go to patrol corners, there'd be some of them, you know, out in the main meeting room, sitting on the floor. And John Pipkin went before the district board of review for his Eagle, and they asked John, said, "Well, what do you do in the scout troop?" And he said, "I'm a patrol leader." And they said, "How many boys do you have in your patrol?" And he said, 27. And they said, "No, not in your troop, in your patrol." He said, "I have 27 in my patrol." And boy, that was all she wrote right there. I mean, they didn't ask him any more questions about his leadership.
Oh, that was a very interesting scrapbook.
Well, I tell you,
you realize I'm not going to get all through all these on this trip.
Well, that's all right.
But see, what I'm getting is dates of banquet. Now, see, there'll be stories in the paper on these things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if I've got the date, I don't have to sit there and go through 3,000 newspapers. This is Girl Scouts here.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, that may be...
All Girl Scouts?
All Girl Scouts, yeah. I bet it is, yeah.
Looks like it's your Girl Scout book. This is what you used to write. I never did see the book where you wrote the history of the Girl Scouts.
It's called 4 and 20 Girl Scouts.
Oh, 4 and 20 Girl Scouts. They have it down at the Girl Scout office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you, we had a good troop. Those girls really did know their camping. I told them when they joined, I said, "We're going to be a camping troop, and if you don't want your daughter to be in a camping troop, then don't get her in this troop." We never called a camp out once it'd been settled a date. The coldest I was ever camping was with the Girl Scouts. I camped in Canada, Old Mexico, New Mexico, Philmont, California, you name it, and they were down to 7 that night. And with the windshield factor, is about 15 below zero. But the girls were excellent campers. And as far as tying knots, they could tie knots with any of the boys. We had a deal here in Boy Scouts where you had to take a pup tent that was in two pieces, you know, button it together, put it up, get the judge to look at it and say it was okay, that there were no wrinkles and all the buttons were buttoned, and then take it down. And these girls did that in 57 seconds flat.
Did they really?
And I had a bunch of friends that were in the highway, not the highway, but the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them, I said, "Sometime when you feel like you're real lucky," I said, "come over to..." And we'll let you enter in the contest with our girls. And we never did have any takers.
The Cecil River trip in 73.
This is a bunch of Eagles. This kid here was a computer expert. He died in Houston. This kid's still here. He's a lawyer. And this kid lives in Seguin, Texas. And this kid, they're really scattered over the...
Better Men is Man of the Year. Okay, 1 second, 66.
That was a freak accident. They just
hogwash.
They picked me.
No better than that.
They picked me because they didn't have anybody else. See,
well, don't give me that bullcorn. I know better than that. I wasn't born yesterday. Boy, you got a lot of letters and congratulations and everything else. I gotta look that up for sure. Okay, back to the great ooh. Boy, that's a regular jungle down there where you camped.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be hot.
We were the first ones that ever camped at Eagle Campsite.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. And man, I'll tell you what, it was pretty much, you know, cactus and everything.
Yeah.
And they
wish they were swimming back in the water.
Yeah, you know, that was so funny. I went down there I was supposed to be in charge of this campery, and there's a bunch of kids came up there and wanted to know if they could have permission to swim in the river. They had never been swimming in the river. I said, ma'am, when I was going down there, we'd given our right arms to have been able to have camped, you know, and swim in a pool. And this is taken out at Fred Ball's. There's a cliff out there about 20 feet high, and the kids used to have more fun jumping. See, here they are,
cliff, yeah.
Jumping off of that thing. And
I remember this kid. This isn't too long ago.
Well, that was one of the last campouts we went on.
Who was this kid? I remember him just as well, and yet I cannot. Here's another picture of him. I know this kid.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember.
You're like me. You recognize a face but can't recognize the name.
Well, and I'll think about it at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know.
You'll remember who it is.
Yeah.
This was June of 70.
That's taken out of Saul Meyer.
Yeah. Recognize the rifle range and stuff. And those beloved docks.
Oh, yeah.
Hated those. We all got a kid killed taking those things out one time.
This is taking out a few balls.
Yeah.
And that was at a
first aid booth.
Yeah. I don't even remember when that was. That was taken down there at the used to be the council. I mean the city gym down there where the YMCA is now.
Yes.
There's Herbert Fields.
That was the
staff of the jamboree.
Jamboree staff at sub camp was Section 25. They call them now. Now they call them sub camps.
That was taken in the United Nations building in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That was taken on top of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I don't say it looks familiar.
Now that's Benjamin Franklin's tomb. Philadelphia.
Well, how did everybody outside and you're inside taking the picture?
Well,
somebody else must have taken the picture.
No, I got around on the other side and took the picture.
Oh.
And this is on a boat going around the island.
Isn't that Ellis? It's not Ellis Island. It doesn't look like it.
Now this was down at the
camp. That's
camp.
Fairly recent.
Yeah.
Well, when I say fairly recent, McManus never got his Eagle certificate. Oh. Or are these duplicates?
Well, those are duplicates. Beaver Ranch is out here close to Arden. A very successful rancher.
Remember that. Oops. Okay, that's another one.
This is more of the pictures taken down at the
camp. 1478 pictures. Summer camp.
Well, it was a campery.
Oh, campery.
Yeah.
Campery.
See here where they're going across the obstacle course and they fall in the water? I'll tell you what, that was really something. That was just ooey gooey mud, and of course I think a lot of them did it on purpose, but a lot of them just flat couldn't make it across there.
That was our council camper, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
Notice I still use the word "our."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't say "there." These must be troop charters, yeah. We all had some interesting patrol names over the years. Chowhounds.
Well, now that was one of the ones we used at camp. Wyman's Heroes.
Yeah.
I used to have one called Wyman's Heroes, which was a picture of a Western guy with an arrow through his big tall hat, you know, like big sombrero. And but we used to have a lot of fun with the names. And this was on our first raft trip down the Rio Grande. This is the Lajitas. They're not very good pictures. And got down there about the second day, and the camera that I had belonged to Jan, and it had got so wet that it wouldn't advance.
Yeah, it was hanging.
And you'd have to bang it on something, and finally I just gave up and let somebody else take the pictures.
July of 71.
Now this is taken in, we were eating lunch in Alpine.
Well, you had a young group go there.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I had eight little boys that had never even been on a camp out before, that were 11 years old.
And y'all went down
the Rio Grande?
You know, to this day, I haven't gotten up enough nerve to go down that river. I don't know why I'm so scared of it. I guess because of all the horror stories I've heard over the years.
Well, I tell you, we were lucky through the years, I guess. Now, see, that's my grandson. He went. He was only 9.
Well, the only person you really had problems with was the dentist.
Oh, my God. No, that was the last draft trip I made. Marcus?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I tell you what.
He was a disaster looking for an event or something.
Well, we dended into the kids. Don't you get in the raft without a life jacket on, and we'd be paddling along there, and I'd look up there, and he'd taken off his life. He said, it binds me. And I said, well, it's going to bind you more than that. I said, either wear it or get out and walk along the bank. Well, I don't want to do that. And I said, okay, put on your life jacket. Well, he said, I can swim. I said, if you fall out and hit your head on a rock, you can't swim.
He was very obstinate.
I know it. But I told him, I said, how do you think we can make the kids do what they're supposed to without you?
Without the adults. How many rafts y'all had? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7?
We went, the first time we went, we had 31 people. The next time we went, we had 38. And the last time we went, we had 42 people when we went on that.
The one that Jack Moore went with you?
Well, now that, yeah, we had a real good trip then. Of course, we really kidded Jack. You know, one day we were going, and you had to go around this big bend, and there was the hydraulics of the water forced you into the bank, and going along the bank were all these cane things, and if you weren't careful, man, if you happened to hit them just right, they would absolutely just cut you just like a knife. Well, the raft ahead of us got hung up in there, and I told my kid, I said, let's see if we can get through there. Here's Marcus. You see, they put a cross up at his head. But we got hung up in there, and one of the kids lost his hat. So Jack was back up there, and he was telling his buddy, see what they did? Now, we don't want to do that. Said, we're going to go through there without even getting caught in that stuff. They got in there and got in under that brush and stuff, and when they came out, Jack had lost his, there he is.
Yeah.
Jack had lost his watch.
Oh, God. Yeah. He was at the reunion.
Yeah. He came by here not too long ago when he was out here.
Mm-hmm.
We spent about a couple of hours together. And I told him, I said, well, you know, I think you're dang smart. And he said, how's that? I said, well, don't wait until you're old and decrepit and then retire. I said,
M-System,
What's his name? Come on. Lewis? Paul Lewis? Paul Lewis, isn't it?
No, Paul is the...
No, Ball, B-A-U.
Yeah, that's right. It's Paul.
Ball Lewis.
Yeah.
And Paul Jenkins.
I don't know what that is. That was in there in that bunch of stuff.
Early history of San Angelo.
Yeah.
Well, let's just see. There's scout stuff in here.
Well, I was thinking there was some. Now that's part of that old book. That first one, they just tore all the pieces. That one there. And
okay, here's a Jamboree Air Force. Oh, that's the Air Force cap. Bugs.
That's when they gave
41st birthday.
That's when they gave us all this crazy stuff we've given people through the years, you know.
Gay 90s party. A lot of personal stuff in here.
Yeah, that was when they had breakfast in Hollywood, and I was Toby. And
Hollywood breakfast show.
Yeah. But so many people borrowed this thing, and they just took what they wanted and left it. That was a Christmas scene that I put up. And there's another one that I put up.
This in front of your house here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And here's the Boy Scout Merit Badge Show exhibits graded. And the community gym. I wonder when that would have been. 49. Nope. First Merit Badge Show held by the council since 1949.
Mm-hmm.
52 must have been.
That was the one where we were doing first aid, and one of the things we did was arterial bleeding. Now, I would stand behind this screen, had this kid up there with his arm cut. I used mortician's wax, and I would open my fingers like that. I had a hot water bottle full of this red liquid, and it squirted out. We did that about twice. And this kid that was the victim got sick and just upchucked all over the floor. And there we were in that place, you know, very hot. You can imagine how it smelled. And I sent the kid across the street. That's when they're building our cabin down there.
In August of 52.
And I sent a kid across the street, and he got 2 quarts of Listerine and just came back, and we mopped the floor with Listerine. Oh, God. I never forget that kid's name was Tom Hash.
Tom Hash.
And I told him he really parked his.
It's February. Professional staff. Swim meet now, see?
Mm-hmm.
That'll give me a date that I can. I bet they're all held about the same time
every
of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
8/1/52. It is pure hell going through every page of the newspaper,
yeah, I know,
trying to find one scout article every 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, do they have that on? Do they have that?
It's on microfilm.
On microfilm.
But after 2 hours of seeing that microfilm go around your eyes, you get to where you get nauseated. I do. Here's a council banquet. Well, 1454. Now that's I would have never found that
because
It was in December.
Right.
Instead of being in the normal January, February time frame. There's the Boy Scout pancake supper. Now what's this of?
That's taken down to camp. Used to went down there.
That's at
Lewis Farr. No, at Saul Meyer. We used to, the whole camp took a trip up to Fort McKevitt.
Yeah.
And they used to,
That was before Fort McKevitt became a state park.
Well, and there we are. And not only that, see, they'd carry them up there, and then they would bring them back in buses.
Mm-hmm.
And but they got where the... That's when I got the silver beaver.
1953. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Boy Scout Council Saturday set the 1953 budget, re-elected their 1953. I wonder when that banquet was held. It just says Saturday. Saturday night, St. August Hotel.
San Angeles. Mm-hmm. That's gone now. It's down there where the Northwest Bank is.
I tell you what, the banks in this town have changed names so many times. I don't know where the... 200 attended. Do you remember what year that was?
No.
That'd be 1952. 52.
Yeah,
if they approved the 53 budget, it'd have to, maybe it was in December. It says 200 were in attendance. The drought had reduced donation potentials. Let's see if this has anything. Well, that's a district swim meet in 52.
See here, it for about, it didn't rain to speak of for about 6 weeks in Sunday school, and this is here. This story right here, I always thought that was real. You want to borrow a jack?
Oh.
Have you ever read that?
No.
About this guy and his wife that bought this new car, and they were out riding around one afternoon, and it was getting pretty late. And they went up this country road, and as they passed by this farmhouse, the farmer was, they were just turning on the lights for supper. Well, they got up there a ways, and they had a flat. Well, they got out, and they had a spare tire, but they didn't have a jack. So this farmer told his wife that I'll have to go down to that farmhouse and get a jack. And on the way down there, he said, I'm going to get down there, and they're going to probably be in bed. And said, they're going to get mad, and I'm going to walk up the door and tell them I'd like to borrow a jack. And the guy said, well, he wouldn't let me borrow one. He'd sell me one. And said, it just kept on like that till he got down there. He knocked on the door, and the farmer came to the door, and he said, you can just keep your damn jack, and turn around and walk off. But he said, that's the thing, what they were trying to do is, the idea was that it was, we always think about something that's going to happen, and we, have so many.
Go ahead.
We have so many deals where that we worry about something, and we really think about what it's going to be, and it never is like that at all.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Me, I'm a pessimist. I always look at all the bad things that can happen, and I tell my wife, really, it's not too bad because I'm prepared for it. In other words, if it happens, I know that's what's going to happen, and I'm ready for it. And I said, if it doesn't happen, then I'm mildly surprised. You know? Yeah. But it...
Good turn, rendered the annual maintenance campaign.
Yeah.
They
used to have a deal where that they used to... go around and clean up all these vacant lots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even remember what we did.
That's a strange name to get something.
I know it.
I did it during Scout Week.
I don't guess you had the date on it, didn't
you? Yeah, it has February the 12th,
1947.
Clean up vacant lots in town.
I guess that's what it was. I don't even remember.
Maybe something in the deal about it, but if it is, I'm sure that...
Let's see something, man. See, this is the skit we did.
Oh, that on Baden Powell. Oh, the William Boyce.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I painted this big background that looked like, you know, Big Ben, and we had fog, you know, we took gutters and had water in it, and then we poured water in it, and that was the fog, and the guy wandered around the town, and he kept asking people, and nobody helped him any, and so then this scout came by, and he helped him, and in other words, and that's how scouting was started in America, and we got first prize.
Got a first prize?
Yeah.
Good. Let's see, there ought to be a dang date. The date's glued down, I know.
Well, who is that?
Those are the two kids.
Oh, the same dude. That's Bob Butner Bob White and dang, can't think of that kid's name.
This is February the 11th, 1955. Let's see. Very much pressed foreign records. Remember your troop last night's court of honor. Well, that's court of honor. That wasn't this. I wonder if this was this was written in 1950, so. There's a 5-year span there, JT.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well, that scrapbook is just about shot.
But it's like one I've got that has all my stuff as a kid in it.
Mm-hmm.
Shot just like it, but I have it all bag now.
I keep letting people borrow it, and as I say, they kind of just took out what they wanted.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures missing out of this
one. I know it.
Did they use it for something?
I don't know.
For a program or something?
I don't know. And then another thing that they did was when they were doing this thing where they do they give them an Oscar.
Yeah.
Or an Emmy or something. I drew and cut out a figure of that was made like an Oscar, you know.
Yeah.
Painted it gold, and they used it, and they used the scout deal that I had here, and they just really took about 2/3 of the stuff.
Mm.
And. But it won't make any difference. Of course, James Young came out here 2 or 3 times. He wanted to know when I died, I'd leave these things to him. And I said, well, they will not, James.
Those need to go to the section, the scouted deal up at Angelo State University.
Well, I think that...
That way people can look at them, and I guarantee you they won't be able to take them. I'm trying to find... things before I was in this council.
Hawaii. Well, wait a minute. That's one that's just family stuff.
Family stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a lot of family stuff mixed in with the Boy Scout and the Girl Scout.
This is to be expected. This is in 57. We'll continue it. Now, if you get tired, JT, holler at me because I can come back.